This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Should we do that again? Yeah.
You might see signs around town with a spiritual-looking man in a white one-piece jumpsuit. The posters list a phone number and say simply, "Come home." If it seems enticing, mysterious, and off-putting all at once, well, it is. Calling an anonymous number and speaking to a stranger who gives you the details of when and where to meet is a bit unusual, but "Your home is where you're happy" is not your usual performance piece.
When you read Volksbühne, Schaubühne, Gorki, you always know where you're going, and this is completely different, sure.
You may get people who are looking for a spiritual home.
We welcome those people.
Yeah, sure.
Berliners attending the theaters that set designer Melody Passanide mentions know that they're buying a theater ticket when they call the box office. Here, the fourth wall is torn down before the performance even begins. The whole event is immersive, which means, according to director Jos Porat,
that people who come here as guests don't take a seat and watch actions unfold, but rather actions unfold as they move around the space, as they speak to performers, and can prompt things to happen. They can stop things from happening. It's all about interaction and intervention.
The particular world of "Your home is where you're happy" features a cult leader preying on vulnerable women. They all live together as a family in a former butcher shop near Rathaus Neukölln. It's loosely based on the Manson family and resonates with current U.S. politics. The immersive setup invites guests right into the heart of this microcosmic world as they tour the commune and learn the stories of its members and its charismatic leader, Papa.
A lot of it is about someone being given willingly a lot of power by people, and then those people perhaps not necessarily realizing what the consequences of giving that much power to one person will be.
Encountering intense material in such an intimate way isn't easy, but it's also energizing compared to sitting back and consuming media passively.
So I think that gives guests the possibility to also have a very intimate relationship to the things they find out. For me, when I went to see my first immersive theater production, I initially didn't know, and I think this, like, that's why it will, like, definitely stay with me as a very magical experience. I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't want to leave.
Porat and Passanide are still adamant about the special power of interactive theater now that they're the ones making it all happen.
Because it's like when you go to a performance as a guest, you don't want to leave. So you can imagine how we feel. We don't want to leave this place.
If you want to visit the family, call or text, and Papa will tell you when to come by. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.